Citizen Bitzer is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Henry Mueller, Shimon Ben Pinchas. Thank you, and by Yelad Avram Foreman for a full Shlema Hadassah Rachel Baschana Golda. We've made it through 705 snippets, and we're making a siyum on Shmona Esrei. We made through the whole Shmona Esrei, every single word. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 8:30 p.m. on Zoom, everyone's invited to make a l'chaim and celebrate our siyum as we continue to plug away. If you've been through all 705, if you've been through a couple, or if you're just going to start now, everybody is invited either way, and we hope you'll participate in our global campaign as well. So you were wondering what we're doing next, now that we're done with the Amidah. What we're doing next is something critically important that so many of us neglect, that we dismiss, that we fail to take advantage of, and that is Chazaras Hashatz. Chazaras Hashatz. Chazaras Hashatz for us is sort of a holdback to the times of old when it was necessary. We wonder why we still do it. We find something to occupy ourselves during it until it's over. We can get back to the davening that we do, we contribute to. And in so doing, we're forfeiting what might be even the more significant part of davening than the Amidah Balachash, than the private Shmona Esrei that we say. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the ones who established Chazaras Hashatz. And the Shulchan Aruch records why, the Aruch HaShulchan. I'll read to you from the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan Simen Kuv Chav Dalet Sif Aleph. Mitakonas Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Shel Achar Shesayimu HaTzibur Tfilason. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the ones who authored and instituted the Amidah, said that when individuals are done davening individually separately, Chozer HaShliach Tzibur Mispala B'Koram Kol HaTfilah. The Shliach Tzibur, the leader, repeats everything out loud. The original institution of Chazaras Hashatz was before the printing press, before the availability, accessibility of the sitter. Now every shul not only has a sitter, you can choose whose sitter you'll use, whose sitter you would never be caught dead davening from. You have bookcases and shelves, your preferred sitter, the sitter you would never even hold, the sitter you love, the sitter you criticize, and people even open up the technology in their hand and daven off of it. There's so many options. But in antiquity, before a printing press, before siddurim were so readily available, one had to know the Amidah by heart. That's not small feat. So therefore, the Shliach Tzibur was designated to repeat the Amidah out loud, to be motzi, in order to help fulfill those who were not a bucky, those who couldn't recite it on their own. And we still do it for that reason. You never know, maybe somebody's present who doesn't know the Amidah, doesn't know how to recite it, doesn't know how to recite it well. And the Shliach Tzibur is motzi, the Shliach Tzibur fulfills it for them. The Tur writes, La'acha shesayimu HaTzibur tefilas and yachso Shliach Tzibur, shem yesh mishenu yodeh lespal, yechavim l'mashu omer v'yotzei bo. Someone doesn't know Hebrew, someone doesn't know which way to hold the sitter, someone doesn't even connect to the English, someone doesn't know what the Amidah is. They sit and they listen, and through listening, they can fulfill. So one wonders, today, siddurim are so readily available, shuls mostly are filled. Sadly, I say sadly, halavai, our shuls would be filled with people who don't know which way to hold the sitter. Halavai would be so warm and welcoming, halavai would be the address and destination, halavai would be so inviting. Very proud we have a page turner in shul. Some people from other communities, other shuls, they don't even know what that is. They wonder what Farley's doing running on and off the bima and what that is. You know what? If there's one person in the whole shul who knows what page to be on because it's there, and there are many more than one. I can't tell you how many people might have even been davening their whole life, but the speed of davening or in Shabbos, laning, haftorah, they don't know where you are, and it keeps halavai. We'd have more people in shul who don't know how to say the Amidah. I think it's an indictment of us that we don't, because we're not reaching them. And if they would come, I'm not sure they would want to come in. So halavai that we'd have more people who don't know. So therefore, we continue to say Chazaras Hashatz for those who may not know, so they can be yotzei as well. But the Torah throws in another reason. Gam machzor atfila kedei sheyanu kedusha acharav. In order to be able to recite Kedusha, there is no Kedusha in our private Amidah. It's only Chazaras Hashatz, which is a license, which makes available the opportunity to respond to Kedusha. Kedusha, as its name suggests, is very holy. It's a davar shebeminyan. It requires a minyan to be able to say it. Who would want to forfeit? Who would want to not be able to tap into the themes and the beauty, the energy of Kedusha? It takes a Chazaras Hashatz in order to be able to say Kedusha. Back to the Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Gimel in the same siman. He writes another reason. What else do we say in Chazaras HaShatz that we don't say in our own private Amida? We say Modim in our own private Amida, not the Modim de Rabbanon. We covered that. What else? Birchas Kohanim. If you're davening on the other side of the building with the Sfardim, even here in Chutz La'aretz, you'll get the bracha from the Kohanim every day. Nebuchadnezzar Ashkenazi Minyanim, the Shliach Tzibur Ali says, the bracha Meshuleshes, he reminds us there's such a thing of Birchas Kohanim, that when Yantiv comes, a Jew, and you know why we only say it? We said this when we explained it in the Amida. Because you have to say the Birchas Kohanim Besimcha. So through our history, through our diaspora, through navigating the Golus and the anti-Semitism, a Jew is only Besimcha on the Shalosh Regalim when we had to be Besimcha. The rest of the year, running from the pogrom, the expulsion, the attempted extermination, we weren't Besimcha, and that's a prerequisite for Birchas Kohanim. The Sfardim are always Besimcha. So it doesn't matter where they are, when they are, they can always, they're always up for a good Birchas Kohanim. But Ashkenazim, we're only Besimcha when you tell us we have to be, and that's on the Shalosh Regalim, outside of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, no matter how many missiles, how many enemies, how many fronts of wars being fought, Birchas Kohanim still being said every day, because Baruch Hashem, they are Besimcha. So we too want to tap into Birchas Kohanim. That requires Chazaras HaShatz. Or Chashochan says, without it, we couldn't say it. But we'll continue with tomorrow night. You might be very surprised to hear from the Arizal, Sefer HaKavonos, Shar HaKavonos, quoted by the Ben Ish Chai and others. We'll pick up tomorrow night. The Arizal says, which is the primary and which is the secondary? And this is why we're not skipping it. Which is the Iker Shmona Esrei, the Kor Amida, and which is the secondary one? So we normally think, Shmona Esrei, that's my thing. That's where I can ask, that's where I turn to Hashem, that's where I connect, that's my private conversation. Chazaras HaShatz, it's a throwback to when people didn't know how to daven. Let's just get through it, give me a sefer, give me a parsha sheet, give me Rav Melech Biderman, give me something to read, keep me busy and occupied and preoccupied till I get back to my davening. The Arizal is going to tell us we got it backwards and we got it wrong. Chazaras HaShatz is the main tefillah. And the silent Shmona Esrei, that's something that we do for whatever reasons we're going to go through Amir Tashem in the coming years.